We're now joined by the head coach of the Barron County Trojanettes, Piper Lindsay. And coach, you've added another signee to your coaching career in Katie Geralds, who has just signed to Campbellsville University. How proud are you of her, and what does she mean to this program?
And we are extremely proud of Katie, which, you know, we call her KG. If you're in the basketball world, you'll know her as KG. But she has just improved tremendously. We've had her since the eighth grade. This will be my fifth year, coming up with her. But she has just improved, not just since her eighth grade year, but even since the summer. We have seen just humongous growth, just an all-around player. You know, we kind of typically refer to her as a big. Of course, she's 5'8", but, you know, typically have her guard, you know, inside, but she can also guard on the perimeter. And she's developed her shot. You know, we've actually played a little bit of open gym the last few weeks, and I kind of get stuck guarding her at times, and she's just really got a knack to score. And, you know, I feel like she's kind of always been in the shadow previously, maybe behind other players. And this year, it's her time to shine. You know, we're really excited for her and have high hopes for her. And we're so just proud of her that she's getting to sign and go to play at Campbellsville.
Coach, obviously, like you said, five seasons with Geralds, and you've got to know the things that, you know, her biggest strengths, her weaknesses. What kind of do you see as her biggest strength that'll help her excel at the next level?
You know, she really has an act to score the basketball, and, you know, she inside, you know, she's kind of been always like she plays inside, but then obviously she's kind of developed her ball handling and her skills that way. You know, I want to say there's really not one great thing that she does. She does a lot of things well. She rebounds the ball well. Like I said, defensively, she's really worked on her footwork inside. She, you know, she's got an up and under that, heck, even I need to practice what I preach, but she'll kind of get in there and pivot and ball fake and, like, heck, you know, I got to stay down on her, you know, but she really just can score the ball well. And then, like I said, she just works so hard. I mean, she really has put in the time since, you know, the last couple of years. She's just really focused on basketball, and it shows.
And, Coach, finally, you know, unfortunately, the season last year did not go the way you planned, you know, falling to the Allen County Scottsville Lady Patriots 55-52 in the semifinals. What's been the message going into this season, obviously, in terms of Katie Gerald stepping up to take this bigger leader type of role?
You know, we kind of put that in the past. It was a tough pill to swallow at the time. But the good thing about these kids right now is they've got another year. They've got another chance to battle back. And you know, we've got some business to take care of. And that's one, you know, good thing about Katie Geralds. You know, we're not losing her yet. We still got another year with her. Of course, Campbellsville is going to have a great kid with her. But we're just working at it. We're getting better right now. We've started earlier than we ever have. And so that's kind of the mindset. Let's get better every day. And let's wash that bad taste out of our mouth and make new memories this year.